I also heard that there was a chance that Katrina was that. Katrina was like, New Orleans was modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. And that was,
so. I love how this is what I love when people make that argument is like how like God forgot about, I don't know, 400 years of slavery. God was just sitting around like, man, you know, I was cool with that slavery stuff, but y'all messing around kissing these boys. I got to blow this whole thing up. All give right. them the water. Give them the water.
Welcome to 4 Than 10, right here on 4thDistrict.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, however you're listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. There it is. I'm glad we're letting Twitter pick songs now. I didn't know we were doing that. I thought we were decision makers, but no.
Nah, that once the fans got us to throw out first pitches, we lost all decision making.
That's true. Decision making.
You don't run nothing.
There are strings attached to the success that we have found.
Exactly.
Three comedians, 10 topics. The unofficial podcast of sadness via the weekend.
Don't put that on us.
Thank you guys so much for being here. My name's Evan
Owens. Sadness at your.
You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram, just I'm Owens. I'm happy to be here. It is with a heavy heart that I talk into this microphone today. Thank you so much for playing Inner Sandman. You and the quote neutral location apparently love that song because they played it a lot, especially when West Virginia was driving for the game time score. But you know, neutral location.
Man, I wish I was on Twitter to like all these tweets. I didn't see none of the tweets that you had about that.
None. There was like 20 of us that were just consistently tweeting at Nate.
Man, Nate.
It was an emotional roller coaster. One thing, I feel like Will Greer just felt like he was in blitz and he just picked a bomb every time. He'd like take like 20 steps back and then just sling it. Anyway, thank you guys for interacting with us. This is 4th and 10 once again. David Perdue's with me.
What's up, people? David Perdue. I'm in the building. I'm here. I'm happy to be here. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @DoorDie. That's @DueOrDie. Yeah, man. I'm sorry I missed the... I wish I would have...
It's very okay.
Been, yeah, it is. Because you know me. I would have went in. I was too busy. I don't know. Live my life and stuff, man. But I wish I could have participated. I'm going to go back and like these tweets anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and then comment on it like it was brand new, just reopening wounds.
It's kind of like Christmas presents that you find later.
Right?
Where it's just
like that aunt that sent that late gift that don't come till after New Year's. Like, oh, man.
Like, I could read some terrible news about this hurricane, or I could read Nate's tweets and feel better about my life.
Definitely going to read your tweets, dude. So be prepared at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be ready. Just
favoring and stuff and commenting on your agony.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. What are friends for? Can I just say?
Yes.
Is this too?
Okay.
I recently was told you're developing a following of people who think that we go too hard on you. My mom talked to me today, and she's like, "I listen to podcasts. Why are y'all so hard on Nate?"
Thank you, Mrs. Perdue.
No. Then I said, "Well, you should see how his family is. Like, we're the nice ones."
My little brother over the weekend, I told y'all this. He called me the "Has this ever happened to you?" infomercial guy.
Who said that, Will?
Roderick said
Ross
that.
Ross said it?
Because we were playing Madden.
Rock funny,
and
man.
I was mad and I was losing.
He's Yo, like, why do you keep playing them in video games?
I don't know.
Last time I saw you playing video games, they beat you.
It's so frustrating.
Why do you do it, man? You're
I used
an
to
adult.
Be so good at Madden.
Walk
and now
away,
it's
bro.
This new millennial Madden.
Walk
no,
away,
it,
bro.
Bro, this is just what happens when you grow up.
Man.
Yeah,
video games just don't quite have the
thumbs are slower now.
Yeah.
Give it up, man.
Then he kept going with it.
Yeah, they're going to be ruthless.
Every time he scored a touchdown, he's like, Tupperware falling all over you. Can't unkink the hose.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. You haven't heard him yet because Damon doesn't talk before he's introduced.
What's up, good people? No. I had planned to do the whole intro.
If we just did one episode with Damon not here, but not just see how long.
Just see how long ago?
Can you do a Damon
What's
impression?
What's up, good people? Follow me on Twitter @DAMONJR. I forgot. I don't know.
You know what it is.
Yeah. You know what time it is, good people.
Yeah, you have to do Sleepy Damon or Excited Damon.
Yeah.
Excited to be here. Could have been. So, got lots of good topics.
Yeah, lots of good topics. Let's go.
But it's okay, because we have one of the fourth fam stepping up.
Fourth fam stepping
Producer
up.
Producer Dan.
Hey. Yeah.
Jumping in. Always here, of course.
Yes. But
just
this time.
Always here, always working hard.
Yeah,
right.
This time, I feel like the pot will be stirred heavily.
The seatbelt is off.
Seatbelt's off.
Yeah, just doors are off the Jeep. We're flying. Let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Do you have a review for us?
This is 5 stars from Jay Chan's 445. Says, you don't need to be the most dedicated sports fan to give this a listen. David, Damon, and Nate do a great job entertaining listeners with their comedic outlook on sports-ish topics. One of iTunes' hidden gems that deserves more recognition. Great job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so
Jay
much.
Jay Chan's 45. Yo, quick shout out after I know we just shouted out a review, but I want to shout out. While I was in Cleveland at the Accidental Comedy Festival, shout out to my man Ramon Rivas for putting us up at the Accidental Comedy Festival in Cleveland. I want to give a special shout out to Daryl Wright at DW Signature for coming through in Cleveland to see your boy perform live at Hilarities. Man, that's so dope that like people pay attention to you in places where you don't think people are paying attention to you. So, like, my man came through, said he bought the last ticket. I think he sat somewhere in the front row or near the front. I don't know. I don't remember exactly. It was a blur. But, yeah, he came up, dapped me up. We talked real quick, came out, listened. I mean, that's crazy. He just
that's huge.
He said he heard it on the podcast. He was catching up. He heard it quickly, was like, yo, what's up? I said, this is showtime. I think he bought the last ticket, showed up. It was packed. Got him a ticket, came in. So I just want to shout out Daryl Wright at DW Signature for coming through at Accidental Comedy Fest. Yeah. That was crazy.
Real quick, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Zeke Elliott suspension upheld. 6 games. Not playing.
Whoop.
That's changing everybody's fantasy football drafts right
now.
Yep.
Everyone kind of drafted him on the hopes that it was going to be a Tom Brady situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not Tom Brady.
That didn't happen.
Also, you can't, I don't know, one of them had to deal with footballs and the other one had to be with, deal with, I don't know, injuring people. So maybe that's more
fair.
Important. Guy who
that's
hates
fair.
The Patriots too much. Maybe they have an image problem with domestic violence and they're like, you know what? Let's keep the foot down on them.
Look, I'm not saying Zeke shouldn't have been suspended.
I am.
Well. All right, Cowboy face.
Sorry, man. Should we just start now?
I think we should start the show.
Out of that weird. Also, guys, if you're going to College Game Day at all this year and you can get a 4th and 10 sign on TV, let us know because we'll send you a T-shirt, at least one of our T-shirts.
I'll name my
T-shirt.
First kid after you.
That's what we'll do. I'll find stuff in like a junk drawer.
I'll name Dan's first kid after you.
We will give you lifetime tickets to 4th District shows.
Yeah.
Look at that.
But I will name Dan's first kid, which just means
you're on the permanent.
Which just means his name will be the real name, but whatever. Whenever I talk to him, I'll call him whatever name.
So, yeah. So
you're on the permanent friends and family
list.
Yeah,
you're on the permanent. Please do that. That'd be so dope.
Guys, do it. I mean, if it's coming to your town, keep an eye out for it. We'll look out for it. Send us a screenshot. You know where to find us.
Yeah. Also, don't forget September 23rd. Right? September 22nd. September 22nd, Relapse Theater, next edition of 4th and 5. We're going to have some special guests drop in. It's going to be dope. If you haven't seen the 4th and 5 live, you need to. It's a fun time. We host. We bring some of our favorite comedians. It's a great time. September 22nd, Relapse Theater. Don't miss it. We're going to post more stuff about it, but just keep putting the bug in your ear right now.
Let's do it. Let's jump right into this. College football started this weekend. It was a blast. Friday was fun. Saturday was fun. Nothing happened on Sunday. Monday was great. College football is in full swing. The polls came out today. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson still 1, 2, and 3. Florida State dropped to 10. What was y'all's favorite part of college football this weekend?
That it started. Yeah, because I missed a lot of games, but I was happy that you could just tell when football. Can I be honest? As a comedian, I can tell in this football season because people say bro a lot more after shows. I get a lot more people like, oh man, you're funny, bro. Like way more people who like they catch a show after their game, their favorite game, and then I get way it's broier.
A lot of Nike polos.
A lot of the bended caps. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Bended like
looks like they wrapped it around like a Pringles can.
Yeah. A lot of those. A lot of bros. I hear way more bros than normally. But yeah. I love college football.
I literally woke up. I was like Saturday. So typical Saturday is just like roll back over, go to sleep. And I was like, Allison had just like gotten back in bed I was like, what time is it? And she was like, I think like 9:15. I was like, no, I'm late. Yeah. Like Christmas morning, get out of bed, kind of fall back asleep on the couch as you're watching game day.
Let it happen.
Windows open, nice cool breeze. It was college football. I think that's the best part. Watching the first 25 minutes of Georgia made me miserable. And then we decided to actually play football.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was great. Even with West Virginia losing, it's still such a fun weekend. Even the game last night was a rough game. Had a fun ending. I like that teams are starting out with much better matchups.
Yeah.
That makes this first weekend so much more fun. Is the Florida State, Alabama's, the Michigan, Florida's, even West Virginia, Virginia Tech, Tennessee, Georgia Tech. A lot of interconference stuff. It's just fun.
It was fun. I will admit, I did not want to see Tennessee and Georgia Tech play at Mercedes.
You just don't think it deserved it?
Yeah, I was like, why do they get to play here? These teams is like, ugh.
Make them play in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, make them play the Georgia Dome with the stuff flying around. Like, I'm pretty sure they got the turfs up. Make them run around the bricks that's laying around there. Let people sit where you can. Bring your own crate to sit down. Yeah. But they didn't deserve to play in the nice new stadium. I didn't like that.
Yeah, their offenses might be two of the worst offenses in college football. Tennessee's quarterback just decided that he knew how to play quarterback in the second half. But for the first half, it was the worst game all weekend. With that being said, it was the most fun to watch at the end because I've never wanted two teams to lose more. And it became more and more a wondering who was gonna blow it at the end. And I guess I'm more okay with Tech losing.
Yeah. My favorite thing of the weekend was Miami's turnover chain.
Yeah.
The
turnover chain.
I love things that you don't expect to be a story.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you see a guy in a Miami uniform leaning against the bench with a chain on.
It's a very Miami chain, too.
It was.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, that's very Miami. That is very Miami. Like, that I feel like Uncle Luke himself gave him that chain. Like, that's how Miami that chain is. I don't know. I need more stuff like that. The trash can for Tennessee.
The trash can was stupid.
I like that. You don't like that? You wouldn't want to get a turnover and dunk.
Can you explain the trash can?
You get a turnover.
Okay.
And you dunk the, you get it, you put it in the bucket. You put it in the, make a bucket. That's it.
That's it?
Well, you don't act like that. That's kind of cool. It makes it like, it puts the emphasis on
garbage.
Yeah, you're picking up the garbage.
No, you are garbage.
No, you're picking up the garbage.
It was literally a Tennessee garbage can.
Yeah, and you're picking up the garbage, which is loose football, and you're dunking in a garbage
into
can.
You're dunking garbage into garbage? Isn't it yours now?
Yeah.
So then it's not garbage.
It's not theirs anymore.
Why would you steal garbage?
Because you're dirty and you like it that way.
What are you, Oscar the Grouch?
you don't like Oscar the Grouch? Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite?
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Man,
on Sesame Street.
I always liked Ernie. I thought he was relatable.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
I felt Bert and Ernie were very down to earth.
You liked Ernie?
I did, and Super Grover. I thought Super Grover was pretty cool. He had the knight helmet and the cape, and I was like, you know what? That's unique superhero
design. I'm going to be honest, I picked you more as a Bert guy. I feel like you're more, because Bert gets angry real quick.
Maybe in my head, I was like, I could be friends with Bert.
Yeah, you are Bert. You secretly want to be Ernie.
I would have been more Oscar for you.
Oscar?
Mm-hmm. No, he's not that cool. Don't give him Oscar.
Oscar's too confident.
Oscar's way too cool. Oscar had no business on Sesame Street, dog. Every time I see Oscar, he's like, man. He's like, Oscar's the last. I don't know. Oscar's that kid's no business on Sesame Street. He's like, I'm way cooler than all these losers. And I live in a garbage can.
He's like the last remaining with Sesame Street got gentrified.
Yo, yeah, he definitely
just
is.
He's just like, you know
what? This is not the neighborhood it used to be.
I was born here. I'm going to die here.
Yeah. Everybody's like, trying to fix up Sesame Street. Oscar
just, property like, taxes. He didn't have to deal with them.
Yeah. Make him pay more for his garbage can.
Poor Oscar.
Anyway.
When I got this garbage can, it was $50 a month.
I can't believe you said Ernie. You're so not an Ernie.
I know.
Yeah.
It was just, I was like, hey.
All right, that's what's up. All right, we're going to topic number two. Listen, this is near the mark. Cam Newton's brother, I'm going to keep calling him Cam Newton's brother. I'm going to give him a name. Cam Newton's brother won a game. Who they play? They play UNLV?
Yes.
Beat UNLV. Was a 45-point underdog, was supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
45-point underdog. Came back. Cam Newton's brother put Howard University on his back. Came back for the win. One of the largest upsets in college football history. Though that is very spectacular, before the show, we had a conversation about why? Well, I think you guys asked, why would you play football if you're Cam Newton's brother?
Right, that's A.
And then,
when you're not fractionally as good as he is.
You're not fractionally as good as he is, right? So you said, why would he play? But then two, you said, what was the thing you said? You're not going to, would you want that 15 seconds of fame? I was trying to make the case that the fame is awesome, and you guys were poo-pooing at the fame.
Well, no, you just said, like, this made his, you made it sound like because he won a football game at Howard, he's set for life.
Yeah, he is.
When he's not.
Oh, but
he's not going to be anybody by week six.
Oh, you're real wrong. I don't think. See, this is here's why I say you're wrong, and this is just personal experience coming from a black college. If you win like that you are the man for forever.
UNLV.
You're at Howard. Howard's gonna have more famous people come out of the communications department than the football team.
For sure.
Always will.
Right. Like, I'm not saying it's not a great episode.
But now you won't. Like, first of all, he was always the most famous person on the campus because he's Cam Newton's brother. Then people sleep on the fact that he was a 3-star athlete, so he was only D1 player on that team. He could have went D1. The only reason why he didn't play D1 is because they wanted to change him not from quarterback.
Right. He wanted to play quarterback.
And he wanted to play quarterback. And he showed that he could play some form of quarterback. Granted, it was like he had like 30 rushes or some crazy like that.
I watched him play. They ran a glorified like wild dog or whatever, that wildcat offense.
Sure. But I'm saying is he's getting an opportunity to play quarterback. People are now going to at least look at him. But as far as like notoriety,
you don't even know his first name.
He's definitely. I don't know it, but I guarantee you Drake will by the end of the season. He's going to get a picture with Drake. Watch. I guarantee he's going to get a possession prediction. He's going to get a picture with Drake. Or I'm trying to see, maybe, I don't know, some other rapper. Like, people are going to come. He's going to have a very similar effect, I think, if they continue to win, like Steph Curry did at Davidson. When no one cared, and then you keep winning, and, and it becomes his party to come to the game.
But here's the thing with Davidson, is those were games that mattered.
Yeah.
Nationally televised. And he kept winning.
Okay.
That's the difference. It's Howard against UNLV on, what was it, on like closed circuit TV? Like, I think it looks like school TV where you get the announcements. That's what I'm pretty sure game was televised on.
All I'm saying is.
Here's the point, though.
Go ahead.
He's Cam Newton's little brother. Like, he's clearly an athlete. Yeah. Clearly athletic enough that he could probably play basketball or baseball at the very least. If not some other sports, why not understand that you playing that sport are forever going to be compared to your way more successful brother?
This is true.
And you are forever going to be at the family reunion like, oh, like you are the redhead stepchild.
Here's okay. This is I'm not saying that's not true.
Forever,
he'll never be Cam.
It'll never not be that.
And I think he knows that, which is why you go ahead and you play. Because he doesn't have to worry about anything the rest of his life. You know what I mean? Like, he's a made man.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
Did you just get money? Like, did you just get a check that said you beat UNLV at one point?
No, from his brother. He's a made man because of his brother. His brother's going to take... Listen, you mean to tell me if you were, like, if you were Cam Newton level famous,
yeah,
right? Will would have to work, like, for, like,
yeah,
work,
like another job?
Or work on the Nate Owens payroll?
No. I don't want to mix family and business. First off, I know how he works. We've worked together.
See, this is terrible. This is a fundamental.
This is a fundamental difference
between white people. You don't got posses. You don't know about posses. If I get on, whole team getting on.
I couldn't my afford
brother,
to feed him.
My brother. Is that what it is?
That's what
my
it is.
My brother's gonna have some job. Like that's, I'm gonna pull MC Hammer. Everybody gonna have a job, and they're gonna be all the people I know. Cam's little brother, he's gonna end up being a trainer or something like that. But right now, I'm talking about right now. At Howard, he is the man.
Sure.
Even more so. And that supersedes being... I feel like that supersedes being a man at any other place.
See, I think it's artificial being the man. And I think him being a man leads to Johnny Manziel post-not man. Because I think you live this life in this fishbowl at A&M or Howard or wherever it is. And it's really any athlete anywhere who's not going to amount to anything after their college experience.
Okay.
Because they live like heroes on these campuses, and they expect that to like transcend these college days. So they really end up being that guy who's telling college football stories. And there's some of us that do it with high school, right? Like the last time that you actually made a difference in an athletic event, and you tell these stories forever, and you live in if that's the last greatest thing you've ever did. And here's the problem is him beating UNLV is the greatest sporting achievement that he will ever have. and he's Cam Newton's brother. So he's going to be the personal assistant. He is going to have money, but he's always going to be the guy who just couldn't quite cut it. And that sucks as a dude. Like, I wouldn't want that life.
No, you would be okay with that.
You end up drinking a lot and doing heavy drugs at that point.
No, I think you can end up like that, but I feel like there's certain people. You ever seen Entourage?
No.
You know, don't act like you never watched Entourage. You never seen Entourage?
I haven't watched Entourage.
Interesting. I would have taken you for an Entourage guy. Anyway.
That's the most terrible thing you've ever said.
It's not terrible. It's bro-y, but it's not terrible, in my opinion. It had its moments. Point is,
I definitely would have assumed you watched Entourage.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking news that you don't watch Entourage.
I mean, I watch Ballers. Is that close enough?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
What's the appeal of Entourage that would have drawn me to it?
It's family, man.
It's funny. It's family, and it's a bunch of white dudes.
Yeah, also
that. You think that's the big three for me?
I don't know, man.
It's like funny, family,
you
white.
You wear West Virginia stuff all the time. Funny.
North West Virginia. It's North. White. Isn't Entourage like based in New York too? Isn't it like kind of like Northeastern comedy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was based in L.A.
Oh, is it
Entourage,
L.A.?
Yeah, they're in L.A. I think they started in New York and then L.A. Point is, I think, I don't know, man, like having an Entourage, like I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind being like the turtle of the team. You know what I mean? As long as you keep everybody straight, you don't go crazy.
See, but you can say that. I'm gonna flatter you a little bit right here. You can say that because you know you're never gonna be the turtle.
I'm the turtle.
No, there is a day coming very soon, and we all know it, that there are some of us mm-hmm. who are sitting in these rooms in these studios who are like hoping that you hold to your truth mm-hmm. and say y'all are coming. But you ain't gonna be that guy.
What I'm saying is I am currently turtle.
That's like saying you're Cam Newton in high school and you know some famous people who have done things before you actually do those famous things as well.
Here's the turtle is always turtle.
Turtle ended up making a bunch of money at the end of that.
I'm sure he did.
He bought that tequila, Avion. I was really big an Entourage guy.
That's a lot more Entourage than I thought you watched.
Oh yeah, I was into it. Go ahead, keep going now.
I'm saying to say you're the turtle is ridiculous, A, because you're moving forward. So people that are like turtle, people who are okay being an Entourage, are okay being nothing and just having everything handed to them.
Well, if you look at, now we're going to get deep in Entourage. But if you think about it, turtle wasn't cool with being nothing, which is why he aspired to do more. He dated Ronda Rousey and he made a bunch of money on tequila.
All right, there it is. It's the Ronda Rousey thing. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
This all makes sense now.
What? Yeah, doesn't it?
You know you can date Ronda Rousey and not be turtle.
Yeah, but she liked the turtle. She didn't like the famous people. She liked the turtle of the group.
Turtle's fictional.
There's a turtle everywhere.
He actually was not a turtle in real life. In fact, he had turtles.
There's a turtle everywhere.
Why is he known as Turtle?
Oh, this is the name they gave him.
Does he like wear green and like
I forget why, but that's just the name he gave him.
All right, next topic. John Wall in the news again. Celebrity game in Atlanta. I believe it was Ludacris's celebrity game.
Yeah, it was at Morehouse.
Okay, Ludacris's charity game in Atlanta. Comedian Lil Duval tried to guard John Wall, and it did not go well for him. And we'll put the video up. Damon will put that video up tomorrow. I don't know. He just gets embarrassed. There's no other way to say it. Embarrassed, destroyed, disintegrated, just... however you want to put it, it's very embarrassing. Mm. So, why would you actually try to guard John Wall?
All right, so I'll say this. The only reason why you ever guard John Wall is if you are an actual comedian. That's the only people that can guard people for real. Because if something bad happens to you, you can be like, ha, you know me, I'm funny.
No, but this wasn't like a funny...
No. It might not have been, but you can play it off like that and people will believe you. People,
oh, for sure.
People can believe that you played it up. And he might have played it up. He, in my opinion, he definitely got crossed very hard.
Yes.
Because he did like a little, almost like a little tumble with it, which lets you know like that was real momentum.
He did the first half of like a slip and slide.
Yeah. He's so tiny. Why was he guarding me? I don't know. So he has that going for him. But I was just going to say that John Wall didn't have to dunk on him at the end. He didn't have to finish it with a dunk.
He did. That's a little disrespectful.
That's what also tells you, though, that there was something serious going on. Because the fact that he did dunk was just like...
Oh, Lil Duval was definitely talking trash.
Yeah, you need to know this.
Yeah.
I think Lil Duval was the kid in high school who actually probably was able to ball a little bit.
Think so?
And was like, the lockup D guy who was like, I can play D on anybody.
Yeah, I'm making it.
And who could genuinely, back in high school, like, lock up anybody.
Yeah. for a while.
And the problem is I would be Lil Duval, which is why.
Would you overguard on a celebrity game?
If I was famous enough to be asked to be in a celebrity game, yeah. I would go back to my like more athletic high school days where I could guard literally anybody, like until they got within the. Like 4 feet from the basket where height comes into play. Yeah.
Let him go.
But like,
so that's just around the celebrity arc game.
It's like I'm playing. I can D you up. I can D anybody up.
Okay.
And I'm quick enough. And then just time takes its toll.
Nate, what's your strategy for a celebrity basketball game? You got to guard somebody. Man, what's your strategy?
I mean, ideally, I know about the celebrity game far enough in advance to get in a little bit better shape.
Okay.
How long do you think you need?
Months.
Nah, let's say you get 2 weeks.
Let me know, if I can go, 2021 celebrity game.
No.
I'm probably getting a little bit better shape.
Go ahead, keep going.
I don't know. My defense is going to be very physical. Very physical and very grabby. I'm going to get
away. Uncle defense?
I'm going to get away with everything I can.
It's molestation.
It's a little illegal.
Playing uncle defense.
I'm going to tell him it's not a foul if the ref doesn't call it. So.
Refs.
Exactly. So I'm going to get away with whatever I can.
You're going to lose your celebrity status. No one's going to hang out with you anymore.
I don't think I would do it to a pro, though. That's the difference. But if it's a relatively athletic celebrity, especially if it's somebody that I don't like. Because if I ever
Which is
get
most people.
Right. If I ever get to that status and I'm in one of those
who
games.
Who are you decking? That's what I want to know. Who are you putting on the bottom?
Like somebody comes across.
Yeah, who are you not letting? Who are you saying, these points come don't
just
come
hit
easy.
Checking real hard.
Yeah, who are you? Yeah.
Man, I would definitely do that to Bieber.
Bieber's crossing you up, dog.
No, he's not.
Bieber's an athlete.
He's Canadian.
He's an athlete.
And I'm letting him know. After I put him on the ground, I'll be like, that foul's for America. And then the Battle Hymn of the Republic's going to play.
Yo, Bieber's going to cross you, and much like Prince, he's going to, instead of serving you waffles, he's going to serve you pancakes with maple syrup. Yeah.
I'm trying to, there's a ton of celebrities that I would do that to.
All I know is this: if I'm Lou Duval, I'm hitting John Wall. I'm definitely hitting John Wall.
Yeah, you're fighting him?
No, I'm not fighting. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like he go to. I'm gonna trip him. Like I'm down there. I'm knocking him. You're not just gonna dunk on me. I know it's not like the nationally televised celebrity game. I'm not gonna get embarrassed that way. I'm gonna wrap you up in some kind of way. I'm not gonna fall and you dunk on me.
That is
without
true.
Something. You got to pay the price some kind of way.
Doesn't he know though that like that just pours fuel on whatever highlight that's going to hit ESPN? Like, if he does trip him, then they show that highlight, and then they diagnose you that you're like a sore loser. And
yeah. Here's
that's
the thing.
Okay.
Would you rather be labeled the guy who takes it too seriously and fouls too much, or the guy that got embarrassed and is pathetic?
Both.
That sounds like a terrible existence.
Right. Well, because to me, so I don't know if you remember when Doug Gottlieb was in the Celebrity All-Star game and he guarded Justin Bieber full court man. And a lot of people were like, this is ridiculous.
What did Bieber do, though?
Nothing.
Okay.
Gottlieb locked him up. But that was like his. And then everybody's like, all right, Doug, like settle down.
Well, you're like the fifth analyst on
right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You take seriously.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping if I'm in a celebrity game, I'm not like the 20th most famous person in the game. Doug Gottlieb was out there because it was a work trip. You know what I mean? Like he didn't. Nobody cared that he was out there.
They texted him that morning.
Yeah, he definitely didn't.
He's the guy you had
to
Google like while you're watching. Like, yeah, why do I know this name?
He didn't even wave when they probably announced. He was like, I know, guys, I shouldn't be here. I'm so sorry. He probably apologized. Yeah.
Would you ever turn down one of those games? Like a sport that you enjoy?
No.
Would you?
No.
Yeah, I want to say who does it.
I'm not turning it down.
I'm not turning it down at all. As a matter of fact. I'm gonna invite myself to the next one. Hey, if y'all listening and you know anybody that's on a celebrity anything game, let them know your boy will show up.
Yeah,
it could be softball, it could be basketball.
Celebrity softball would be much better.
Celebrity golf,
pro am.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be trash, but in
Dude,
my
Charles
head,
Charles Barkley plays pro am.
That's what I'm saying. In my head, I'm better than Barkley.
Right, we put on a show.
Yeah,
I think we're somewhat athletic enough. To where it's not going to be ridiculous. But we're going to put on a show. Golf, I don't know. There's a very good chance I don't hit a golf ball.
I've never played a round
near.
Of golf before. I've hit at the driving range.
That's a video that we need to film.
Oh, me playing a round of golf?
No. Just us going to the driving range. Needs to be a video that we throw up.
Oh, it'll be embarrassing.
Last time I hit a golf ball, I was 10.
Ooh. And we definitely got to make this happen. I think this is the one we're all equally as bad, except you, Dan. Like, you're gonna be good, obviously. But like, we're all gonna be equally as bad. Yeah. You and Damon.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. My money's on Damon being able to athlete his way through that competition.
I feel pretty confident
about golf.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I'm just confident.
Because I'm shaped exactly like most of the best golfers.
That's not true. That's not true at all. You must have last time you saw golf was in the 70s and 80s.
John Daly.
That's one golfer who was not even.
I've seen. It's about 70 pounds heavier than he was when he actually played golf. I'm not saying
pros. Have you seen golfers now?
I've driven by golf courses and I'm like, those guys.
No, I can do that.
Like, I can ride in a cart and I can drink beer. And I can talk about how ridiculous it is.
I'm not talking about your beach vacation, Nate. We're talking about playing golf.
Playing golf?
Yeah.
So you think out of the three of us, you're going to be better at driving?
I think I could figure... Yeah, driving, yeah. I think I could figure it out.
You think this so? Is definitely going to happen.
Yeah, we got to make this happen
This
now.
Is definitely going to happen.
Yeah. What's the best place to go to driving range?
Oh, we can go to Charlie Yates right here. Okay.
I played a lot of
shout out
putt
to Charlie
putt.
Yates.
Okay.
Play putt-putt at least twice a year.
Man, we're talking about driving the ball.
I understand, but I'm saying like that'll just complete my game.
What?
I can drive it to the green.
What are you saying? I'm going to figure out the source of this confidence.
I will bet you.
I went 10 under on week golf.
$100. We'll go play after we hit balls.
Man, that's like.
We'll go play 9 holes. It'll be fun. You can drink beer. There are no carts. You have to walk. Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
I bet you $100 that in those 9 holes, you don't par a single hole.
Ooh.
There's not. And I'm so confident in that. Like, you don't have to pay me anything. Like,
oh, you're just going $100 or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You
I'd be an idiot not to take that.
Right, of course you are.
You think you can do that?
I'll try.
No. I said, do you think you can do that? The fact that you're not saying no quickly.
What are the pars?
See, people will ask, why do we go in on Nate? It's because he thought about this and said, maybe I can go par, even though I've never played golf in my life.
I've seen Justin Timberlake golf.
And then he referenced
Justin Timberlake is the member at
he has
one
money
of the most prestigious golf
played
courses
golf
ever.
For years. He's probably played golf since he was in NSYNC. So that's like over a decade
he's
playing
super,
golf.
He's super, super good at golf.
Yeah, what do you reference Nintendo Wii and the reason is why you be good. This is why we go in on him.
It's the
this
same.
Is why there's a confidence instilled in this young man that we cannot figure out and it's going to be detrimental to his life. Okay, he's Nate, and my mama backed you up. Did I tell you my mama was like, "Stop going in on Nate." This is why we do it, Ma. This is why we do it. He has too much confidence. It doesn't make any sense. I'm good on Wii golf. It's real golf, man.
Says the guy wearing loser clothing.
Yeah, you don't abandon your team in their time of need.
They always abandon you.
They don't.
West Virginia does.
Look, they break.
Last time West Virginia looked out for you. Exactly.
Exactly. When's the last Orange Bowl?
Exactly. All right, next topic. Listen, people, I'm going to be real with you. This next topic was supposed to be a top 10, and then I was like, I don't want to do that. Not because I don't want to, but because I'm just not good at them. Y'all know, I don't ever time them. I don't ever like count them. I never have the order correctly. And so right as I was leaving the house, I was sent a picture of a young Bryce Harper. And basically, this segment is called What the White. It's called What the White. And I feel like it's hashtag what the white. And this is basically going to be me looking at things that happen in sports and entertainment and look at white people like, what in the white are you doing right now? Okay?
Do we get a chance to defend it?
Oh, absolutely. You can defend it. Even though this one, first one, I feel like it's indefensible. All right. This first what the white is, I was sent a picture of Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper, who is currently on the disabled list. And there's a picture of him in cornrows. In cornrows, right fielder, former MVP Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
In cornrows, listen.
He looks like Colin Kaepernick from behind. I don't believe that this is Bryce Harper.
I would definitely believe Bryce Harper.
Two trustworthy sources have said it's Bryce Harper.
Yeah, we've got. Yeah,
but there is no picture of the front.
There's no picture of the front, but it's definitely got his beard. It's definitely his beard, and it's definitely like the Nationals locker room. My point is, it's 2017.
Yep.
There's like. First of all, the only white person that I will accept with cornrows is Dirk Nowitzki, and the only reason why I say that is because he's got a black wife to do it, and I've seen him go to a game and it's a gold plate with a number 4 wrapped around it. That's black, so he gets a pass. I'm not gonna say we ain't gonna talk about you, Dirk, but just know that. But I want to know first of all who did this. Who did this in the locker room? Also, I want to know, this is a prime example why there has to be more black people in baseball, because if there were, it'd be enough people say, hey, bruh, I'm going to take them things out, bro. You look terrible right now. But there's not. I also want to put shame on Dusty Baker, his manager. You're black. What are you doing? You're one of the few black managers. You let your prized possession and Bryce Harper walk around with them cornrows, and they got little frosted tips. What the white is that? What is going on? Now, I will say this. I had experts look at the cornrows. A couple people who know a lot about cornrows, they say whoever did it did an amazing job. They were very tight. I've seen cornrows. Those are Iverson-esque. So whoever did it definitely has an idea what's going with the culture, and they sold themselves out, because there's no way you're supposed to put cornrows in Bryce Harper. You can't put cornrows in a person's hair who does like the slow-mo hair flip. Bryce Harper does the slow-mo hair flip. If you do the slow-mo hair flip, you can't also have cornrows, right? That's a problem. Ah, okay. I'm sorry. It was too much.
Yeah.
Now, please, you gentlemen, defend.
No, you're right. It's indefensible.
It's indefensible.
Yeah, you can keep going with your other white.
Also,
white
black people gave up on the cornrows. Ain't but two people who wear cornrows right now: Kawhi Leonard, and that's because nobody could talk to him because he doesn't. I don't think he uses words yet, so no one can talk to him. And then Kendrick Lamar. When you put out albums like he put out albums, you can do what you want. You can bring them back. But once Iverson cut the cornrows, we was out. We was out the game. Nobody can do that anymore. So for Bryce Harper, I don't know if you're trying to bring them back. It's not going to be a thing.
What do you call the Coolio cornrows that are like just the two that Lecrae is rocking right now?
He has just the two?
He's just the two going straight back.
Oh, this is braids? It's just regular braids?
Yeah, but they're like cornrows. Like,
are they
they're
two cornrows two big rows? I guess they're cornrows. I'm not 100% sure. But they're braided in the back. He just has two?
Yeah.
Are they like Coolio though?
Or maybe as one.
To be fair, Coolio didn't have hair to do that. Coolio, you remember Coolio had that one, like if it was a corn row, he just had a corn stalk just popping on the top of his head, and he was like, Coolio, no, what are you doing? And then that's when he had a cooking show, and he still did. Anyway, I don't know what the two are, but if a crate just has two, just going back, just two, you know, I would like to see a picture. I have some questions. I don't know. We would bring your braids back, people.
What are your recommendations?
Kendrick Lamar brought braids,
but his album was fire. You can do whatever you want if your album is that great.
If there's a white person out there listening right now, mm-hmm. who before this point was going, man, I'm going to put some braids in my hair.
Yeah.
What are some alternatives to that?
All right. Get a haircut. Just cut it all the way down. That way you don't have that temptation. Don't do that. Alternatives to that, I don't know, man. Get the little part on the side. Get like a Boardwalk Empire look going. 19 like prohibitions haircuts and stuff like that. No, that is better. That is better than cornrows for sure. What else can you do? I don't know, man. Get the alfalfa look. Split in the middle. Get a little thing going on the side. There's so many better options than the cornrow. I will say this. Now, see, this is what's going to make me mad. He's going to have cornrows. And if whoever did his cornrows, they probably told him, look, if you're going to do cornrows, you're going to need a do-rag. If Bryce Harper walks out of that dugout with cornrows and a do-rag, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
I mean, does Cameron Maben still have him?
I don't know. I ain't seen his hand in a minute.
I feel like he had cornrows in a do-rag.
He had cornrows.
That's the last thing. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Cameron Maben had him. Yeah, I think that was it. Other than that, no.
Other than that, it just never... I imagine with a baseball hat, it's not the best...
Nah.
Idea.
It's not good.
Is that the only What the Whites you have, or do you have other What the Whites?
I mean, I had another What the White. American Horror Story premieres tonight. White people, I don't know who greenlights this stuff. What are y'all so fascinated being scared? I don't understand it. Please defend this American Horror Story.
I mean, you're talking to the wrong person. I hate being
scared.
You
gotta know. Yeah, I forgot. Shout out to everybody that sent you those pictures of clowns.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, stop it.
Please keep that up.
I'm like, literally, I'm treating you like a streaker. I'm not liking it. I'm not commenting. I'm not retweeting. They pop in my feed and I go, and then I'm just like, please, somebody else respond to something. Maybe that's half the reason that I tweeted the most ridiculous West Virginia things. It's like, please just fill up my mentions with anything other. Somebody sent me a baby clown.
I saw that.
Somebody sent me a little baby clown. I was like, well, you're new.
You see the black clown?
I did.
And you know
then
what that is?
And then implying that I was racist.
Do you know what that black clown is, though?
What do you mean? What? No,
you
I don't.
You know who that is?
No.
See, you got no history.
I scrolled
man.
Straight through them. But, I see, didn't not, stop and look at them.
That's a hilarious clown. It's Homie the Clown. When living color, Homie don't play that.
I don't stick around if I see clowns.
But that was worth it.
No.
It's funny. It's Damon Wayans. Did you know that was Damon Wayans?
No, I did not stick around on any of these pictures long enough.
Tell me you won't watch Damon Wayans.
Not as a clown.
All right, anyway, people.
Please tweet Nate more pictures of clowns.
More pictures of clowns. Also, if you find something that you're like, what the white is this? Tweet me.
Let David know.
Let me know something you want me to unpack or try to figure out.
If you can possibly find
It's coming out this weekend, isn't it? Is it coming out this weekend?
The movie is coming out this weekend. Yeah. We should go see it, dude.
I will say, okay, now this is what it.
You are not about
out.
To tell me that you'll go see it.
I'm not going to see it, but it scares me so much less than like a circus clown.
Because, are you tripping?
Because in my head, I know Pennywise is fictional.
Do you also know people want to be Pennywise?
Right, I know he's not real. What scares me is the actual real 45-year-old divorced man that is blowing up helium balloons to trick children with tomorrow.
Why do you keep giving them these stories about this backdrop, like these whole lives?
That's what that guy scares me so much more than a fictional clown on a TV screen. They can't come out of the TV.
Yo, you ever seen that video of like these people that dress up as clowns and they try to scare people? They walk up in slow motion. You ever seen when they do it in the hood?
And they get like,
and they get ran up on. They try to run up with that little bat. They was like, oh, nah, bro. You better come stronger than that.
Yeah, who gets out of a car without a weapon? I've seen a few videos of that. And I was like, I'm gone. If that happens and I'm driving, I'm moving. Yeah. I don't even know where I'm moving to.
People don't want to do that to me because typically I'm carrying a gun on me. Yeah. And if you run on me like that, you're getting shot.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I definitely have so many guns with me. So don't do that to me. Either I'll mail you a bullet. That's what I'll start doing now. If you send me a picture on Twitter,
you're making terroristic threats on the podcast.
You took it too far, Nate.
People are sending me clowns.
Keep sending
clowns.
You just said I'm gonna send people anthrax on this podcast.
You said anthrax. You said a bullet.
Yeah,
it could be worse depending if you have a gun.
I'm just saying, stop.
All right, please don't stop, people.
Please don't stop. You can tag me in it as well.
But so tag me in more stuff if you want me to figure out what the white people. That's my new segment.
What the white?
What the white? I'm trying to figure out what it is. Bryce Harper, if you don't get them cornrows out your head, I promise you.
Yeah. If you guys have a friend that's about to put cornrows in,
yeah,
let him know.
Yeah, let him know.
Help him out.
Help him out.
He's not loved.
Yeah.
Next topic. Almost as bad as clowns. We're gonna talk about poop getting stuck in places poop shouldn't be. I'm going to read you guys just the headline because that's what's bizarre. Amateur gymnast gets stuck in window trying to retrieve her own poop. That's the headline. So, of course, we have to talk about this. Liam Smythe, which is the most British name I've ever heard. He sounds like a Hogwarts villain. He went on a Tinder date with another gymnast. And they went and got some fast food chicken. That's what the article says.
It does say fast food chicken.
Got through her system fairly quickly. They go back to his apartment to watch a documentary and have some wine. She has to use the restroom. Toilet gets clogged. She decides the best way to unclog the toilet is to physically retrieve her feces from the toilet bowl, throw it out the window. Here's the thing about the window. It doesn't lead to what he called the garden or garden. I don't know how they said it. There's two windows. There's a little space in the middle, which is about a foot. She goes to throw the poop out the window and it gets stuck. She tells him, which I imagine is just the worst thing to ever say to a date. It's like, hey, got poop stuck in between your window. he tries to help
this
her.
This is
retrieve
a Tinder
it.
Date. Too, yes. By
this
the
is
way.
Yes. This isn't like buddies that have like, oh, we've hung out before. So he decides to help her. So he hoists her into the window to try to retrieve the poop. She gets stuck so poorly, it's so bad that they have to call the fire department to get her unstuck. So now she's just in this poop. I think they got the poop out before they called the fire department. But now she's where poop was. She's in a little poop window, stuck. And then the bobbies, is that what British people call the fire department?
I don't know.
They probably have a very British name for
Wait,
it.
Wait, where did you get bobbies from?
I don't know. Like flame boxers. Like, I assume that's who they call. The bobbies is something over there, right? With the little weird sirens. Like,
I don't know. You don't know British connects. I don't know nobody in Britain.
I'll text my cousin.
Yeah.
They come, get her out. Window has to be broken. Is this the worst date you've ever heard of? Short of, like, murder.
It's pretty bad. I mean, I've never had one worse, personally. Let's put it like that.
Would you go on a second date?
I don't know. I didn't know two gymnasts were allowed to date each other. I thought that was against the rules. You're just going to develop a... You can't have a baby. You're going to have like a like an ab. That's what you're gonna develop, like a little ab. Just one little, you're gonna have birth like a boa constrictor, just straight muscle. Two gymnasts can't date. That's against the rules. So I think that this is a sign. You don't need to be hanging out. Also, why are y'all eating fast food chicken? You're a gymnast. You should be eating lean meats.
Boiled. Overall, let's take the poop out of it. It sounds like a terrible date of just fast food chicken.
No,
Netflix documentary about Scientology. And it clearly was a good
date. She clearly liked him. If you're willing to throw out poop, grab it by your hands and throw it out to impress this person, you clearly want him to like you. You want them to like you. You're going to go boop, 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 into the water and it's squishy and then throw it out. You clearly are like, oh, I like this man. How much do you like this man? Enough to grab my own poop.
There's no one on this earth that I would feel that strongly about and not embarrassing. Like, if you don't have a plunger, I'm not apologizing for clogging your crappy toilet. I'm going to walk out and be like, hey, you got an issue.
You got to think that's the one. The only reason you're doing it as a woman, like, this could be the one. This could be the man of my dreams. Therefore, I will grab the poop out of here because I don't want him to see me like this and throw the poop out.
Like, you're going to... Best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, she was an optimist.
You grab the poop and you throw it out the window into his garden. And the next day, he is not questioning, how did human feces end up in my garden?
Also, you're about to go watch a movie, so you know you're sharing a bowl of popcorn. That's got to be in the back of your mind. You can't wash your hands good enough to feel confident.
You know what? Yeah, you
sharing can. A bowl of popcorn.
That's the sign. He don't need to be with her. He was willing to share pops. He was willing to share popcorn with him, but poop on our hands.
And then he just has pink eye for 2 weeks. You can't get
pink eye from that?
That's how you get pink eye. Somebody farts on your pillow. That's how you get pink eye.
I never got a pillow farted on me in my life.
Have you ever had pink eye?
Twice.
Okay.
Once. Well, I think once.
Somebody farted on your pillow.
No. But I heard the cure for that is put pee in your eye.
No. That's a jellyfish stink.
Nah, that's my granddad. He said he put a little pee in your eye. Straight up. I was probably 10 years old. It's like 10, 11. I was like 10 years old. I had pink eye. I was gonna miss a baseball game. I was gonna miss like a important game, and I had pink eye. And I said, "You can't play." My granddad was like, "If you want to play, you just put a little pee in your eye." And listen,
pee doesn't cancel. I really wanted to play.
Did you do it?
I just told you I really wanted to play.
Oh no, David!
I did get to play, so I just had pee in my eye for no good reason. But that's how much I love and trust my grandfather. I was like, he wouldn't steer me wrong.
So you peed in a cup.
Being a cup, no, you straight hand.
Oh, you went hand to eye?
Yeah, man.
Like you're like rinsing your mouth out after brushing your
teeth. I wanted to ball his life, bro. I wanted to play.
Yeah, you could take the time to find a cup.
I want to mess up a cup. I'm gonna wash my hands anyway. My hands
oh
have
my
had.
Gosh.
You act like your hand ever had pee on it.
I'm not saying it hasn't had all pee right on
then.
It. The pee didn't. All I didn't.
Right then.
I didn't pool pee into my hand for the purpose of throwing it into my eyeball to get rid of a disease.
You never
that goes
to
away
play like I wanted to play, man. You don't got the love of the game the way I got the love of the game, bro. I was out here willing to put pee in my eye to get on that field. Did it work? No. But I was willing to risk it all.
Here's the question, though. Have you guys ever been in that situation where you're like, I have to cover up this poop situation?
Oh, younger me, yes. Now I'm just like, hey, bro, you got a problem. And I take this thing away. I like be rabbited. Like, yeah, I did poop in your, like, I do. I like, you know what I mean? I turn it on me. That way it's like, look, this thing is gone. People poop, dude. But better people have plungers. You don't have one. That's on you.
That is true. If you take anything away from this, go buy a plunger if you don't have one right now.
Now you got a plunger story?
Yes.
What you got?
Okay, so a few years ago, my cousin and I went on a road trip to Cincinnati to see a baseball game. He was living in Chattanooga at the time with a couple roommates. We get back from the game. It's Sunday night. I'm driving all the way back home to go to work on Monday. I stop because it's like, I'm not making it the 2.5 hours back from Chattanooga. Ask if I can use the restroom. He says, yes. The toilet gets clogged. The way that I know that is water starts coming up, which is it's the worst feeling in the world.
It's a scary feeling, right?
It is so scary. So I just quickly take the lid off and I hold up like the little like, hangman looking thing
okay.
in the back of a toilet.
The plunger.
Yeah, the plunger, yeah.
I hold that up to stop the water. So here's the thing. My phone is out of my reach and the water is at the brim. And I'm sort of yelling for my cousin. So I'm just like,
this is stressing your voice, right? The best.
Ben. Ben. He's not listening. So I'm like, I'm going to have to text. I'm going to have to text him or call him to get him in. But that means I'm going to have to drop this for a quick second to grab the phone. So I do. I drop it for a quick second. I grab the phone. I stop the water again. I text him. And before he even knocks on the door, he just goes, "Oh my gosh, what did you do?" And I just go, you come in. He goes, "I'm not coming in there." And I was like, no, don't worry. And so I was like, just grab like some towels or something. Like, we got to figure this out. I was like, can you ask your roommate where his plunger is? And he does. And he goes, "Oh, I don't have a plunger." Mm-mm. So now we have water filled to the brim that has spilled over a little bit into this tiny bathroom. We don't have a plunger.
Wait, did poop come up out of the toilet?
Where's
too?
The poop at this point?
The poop is stuck.
That's some heavy poop. Can we just say that?
So it's like literally filling up on the top of the toilet, not in the basin.
In the bowl.
In the bowl, it's filling up.
In the bowl, it's filling up.
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, there's not like, I don't want to get too, it's not like chunks.
This is important in the story.
Right, but it's very gross.
Good solid poop.
Very gross smelling water. And so their best thing was I had to sacrifice my stadium cup to scoop the water out. And throw
a
it
a little poop chunk in it. A little poop chunk in it.
Throw it into the bathtub to try to get the water to a manageable level.
You threw it where? You put the water where?
Just right in the tub, real
in
quick.
In the tub, okay.
In the tub. I got hot water running in the tub.
Okay.
To try to keep it.
Consider it.
The whole time though, his roommate Daniel, she's like, "Dude, just go home. Just go home. Whatever. We'll figure it out." It's like 1 a.m. at this point. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Just go home." He's cursing. He's furious. And the whole time I'm thinking like, man, if you just had a plunger.
Yeah, dude.
You can't say that. You can't tell the person this is somewhat your fault. So we Google ways to plunge a toilet without a plunger.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is just boiling water. But they don't have a kettle. So we try to microwave some water and pour it down. Try to break it up. That doesn't work. The next option is to take like a plastic cup. Like a QT cup or something. And you can kind of plunge it via your hand. They didn't have one of those, so the best he had was like an old yogurt cup.
Bruh.
So.
The smallest.
The smallest yogurt, like Dan and Light.
Dan and Light.
Like Trix yogurt.
Activia.
Yeah, it was Activia.
It means full circle.
Ironic. So I scoop out enough of the poop to where I don't have to be like elbows deep in my own poop water. And then I just start just plunging. Just. It was terrible. So I'm just doing that. I'm like dry heaving. It's still like you have to kind of vigorously plunge. So it's a little splashing everywhere. Like I'm trying to cover like my face, but look to see if it's going down. Finally, I feel it go down. The cup almost got stuck. As it's like, finally flushing. I fumble the cup a little bit, grab it. I throw that out. And then it's like just the most beautiful sound in the world was like a tick, 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 tick. And then it starts filling back up again, and all is well. And then I got to figure out what to do with his poopy towels that I used to get the water off the floor.
I like how we maintain using the word poop in
I don't
this whole
know.
Segment.
I don't know what else to do. So then I wash my hand for about 5 minutes.
Not long enough. I'd still be washing my hand.
I didn't eat on the way home. I hadn't eaten since like maybe 3 o'clock that day.
Well, you didn't want to die.
No, it's like 2 a.m. I'm like, I'm not touching food. It was miserable. I leave. The dude is furious. He's so mad. My cousin's laughing. And then the whole time I was just like, man, when do I tell him? I'll probably just get a plunger.
Did you ever tell him?
No.
Why not? Because
I left immediately.
Nah, man, you got to be like, man, first of all, this never would have happened. We had a plunger like an adult. And then slammed it and walked out.
Just don't eat Skyline chili before a drive. That's what I would say. If you're in Chattanooga, you got a long drive ahead of you, just go to McDonald's. Just get something.
You would have still pooped on McDonald's.
Like, yeah, that. But not like that.
That's so bad.
It was
all right.
Terrible.
Sounds like, next topic, sounds like what you needed in this situation was a plumber. Unfortunately for you, I'm good at segues. Unfortunately for you, the most famous plumber in the world is no longer a plumber. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mario is officially no longer a plumber. That's right. Super Mario is announced today, I believe. He's no longer a plumber, according to Mario's newly updated official Japanese language profile. The iconic character isn't working as a plumber. He's no longer a plumber. Honestly, good for him.
Yeah.
Because when did he ever plumb in Mario?
I mean, he went through pipes.
Yeah, but he didn't fix them.
Well, no, he didn't fix them.
He just happened
to
be.
But they weren't broken, but he knew how to use them.
No, he went through pipes, but he didn't fix anything.
Except the kingdom.
Not as a plumber.
He plunged the princess from Bowser.
Yeah, but he destroyed castles, which means he needed construction workers, not a plumber. Like, they need a plumber later. He was all part of a scheme. He was probably just destroying castles so he could come in there later and you didn't fix up the plumbing. I don't know. The point is, he did no plumbing ever, so I never even assumed he was a plumber.
What do you think he was?
Just a dude. I don't know.
Just
an
overall enthusiast?
Yeah, just like, man, a dude out here trying to get to this princess.
Dan, were you a Mario fan growing up?
So I was actually a fan of the terrible movie that was really? Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, okay.
So that kind of paints all of my Mario Brothers understanding. And the opening scene is them plumbing.
What age did you see the movie?
Oh, probably like 6, 8.
Okay, and you enjoyed it then?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I didn't see it young.
Oh, you never saw it young?
I never saw it young. So
it was like Waterworld for me before I could actually watch Waterworld.
It's a terrible movie.
But like Sharknado is a terrible movie and it's still enjoyable.
Yeah, but Sharknado tried to be bad.
I mean, this movie didn't try to be extraordinarily good.
I think my favorite story about the Super Mario Brothers movie is that John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins said they were drunk pretty much the whole time.
Which you have to be.
Yeah, they just said they just kept day drinking. And I was like, that sounds kind
of
fun.
Probably was the best experience on the set of their life.
Just day drink and be Mario.
So apparently Mario, he hasn't always been a plumber.
No, he was a doctor.
Well, according to his Shigeru Miyamoto, the character then named Jumpman was basically a carpenter in 1981's Donkey Kong because the game takes place on a construction site. So he's been a carpenter and a plumber, and now apparently he is he's just good at basketball, baseball, soccer, and car racing.
Well, that's the thing. He should have left plumbing a long time ago because he's the greatest athlete in video game history.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. How many athletes do you know that have headlined multiple sports games? He has his own baseball game, basketball game, golf, racing, right. Soccer.
He plays soccer? There's Mario Soccer?
Yeah, there's Mario Soccer.
It's a little known Mario. You know what? Maybe. Okay. I mean, he was good at it.
Also,
he wasn't even the best athlete in his family. Luigi's clearly a better athlete.
That's what lets you know that Mario is just the superior brother. He was shorter, slower, could not jump as high as Luigi, and still managed to be the star because he worked harder.
Because he was round and lovable. He wasn't better. I always hate how they act like Luigi was second fiddle. You make them do anything one-on-one. Yes, because that's how they did it. But in real life, one-on-one, Luigi's beating him at everything.
He's not.
He's running faster. He's jumping higher. He's better at soccer, I'm sure, because he's more physically fit.
But that's not everything. Mario's mentally tougher.
No, he's not. All he wants to do is eat pizzas.
How do you possibly know that?
Because Luigi's Mansion, Luigi is scared the whole time and runs around. Also, you can just tell in their voices. Like, when you hear, like, Mario crash in Mario Kart, you're just like, all right, now it's time to win. When Luigi crashes...
They both had those weird high pitches. It's like, have those.
It's terrible. I definitely convinced my older sister that Luigi was the older sibling
I could be Mario. This conversation needs to go under What the White.
What?
The hyper-analysis
of Mario?
Mario.
Mario's... I mean,
only white person.
Who do you guys play with when you do Mario Kart?
Yoshi.
Toad.
Toad. That's fair. Yoshi's the fastest.
And Yoshi are my... I switch off.
Toad and Yoshi. Why Mario?
Because he's on the front. It's like playing Madden 04 and not being Vic.
No, it's not like that at all. Yoshi's faster.
He's not.
He is.
He's not faster.
He is. On the old Mario Kart.
That's such a myth.
No, on the old Mario Kart on Super Nintendo. I'm going way back. Super Nintendo, Yoshi was always the fastest.
I just don't think that's true. Everybody said that.
No, it was definitely true.
It's not true because I've beaten Yoshi plenty of times.
Sure, and I've beaten Yoshi with Mario, but starting off, Yoshi was always faster. That's just the facts, man.
I don't like it.
I'll beat you with Yoshi any day.
You won't.
If we play Super Mario, I will beat you, Yoshi.
Seen me play Mario Kart.
And you lost, so I know I can beat you.
Oh, please. I lost maybe once.
I'll get Rod to handle my lightweight. Rod will handle my lightweight, man.
They're the worst. Because they team up together. So if one of them beats me, they both trash talk.
I like how you complaining about kids beating you in video games.
That only happened once. I beat him like 15.
These kids are ganging up on me and beat me in my video games.
Next topic. Tell me if you've heard this headline before. A Boston sports team caught cheating. happens all the time. Red Sox were caught cheating using an Apple Watch to steal signs from the Yankees.
How did this happen?
Right. So they say, like, use Apple Watch like they're James Bond. That's not what happened. They,
right. It doesn't like, seem like this James like, Bond.
They got a text message that was like, hey, this is what... So they stole the signs, and then they were, like, delivering what those signs were to an Apple Watch to be like, hey, fastball, curveball, whatever.
Okay, so the players weren't wearing the watches and reading them during the game. It was somebody else got it, and so then we're saying, this is what we
managers
saw.
Are, like, watching four signs over, like, for whatever, and then being like, here's the sign.
So were the man... So all of this happened on the field, though, or was it coming from a booth?
Probably a booth.
All right. If it's coming from a booth, I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If it's coming from in the dugout, that's just gamesmanship.
Even with the texting?
Well, it's just, it's like you don't want to yell at everybody. You just text it to them. Like, I, as long as it's happened in the dugout, and within the confines of the dugout, I'm actually okay with this. I hate it when people get mad that people stealing signs. Everybody's stealing signs. It's part of the game. You try to steal signs.
Stealing signs to me is fine if it's accidental.
If it's accidental,
I'm saying that if
you're
you,
not, you're supposed
you
to look
accidentally for,
if you
steal
pick
signs?
It, if you pick it up. I don't like people like hiring somebody and saying, "Hey, you watch them. You figure out what their signs are
from the dugout."
Yeah.
Oh, that's, everybody does that. Nate,
I'm sure it happens.
No,
I don't
no,
like it.
But no, that's part of the, like if you're not looking for the signs, you're not playing a game. Like
exactly.
Everybody does that.
And this got way easier when managers started to like control. What the catchers were calling. Mm-hmm. It used to be way harder when the only signs that were happening generally were from a catcher to
the pitcher.
But now every manager is calling pitches in. And so, and at that point in time, like you're asking to get your signs stolen.
So whether it happens or not, you guys are both fine with sign stealing.
Absolutely.
For sure. I'm fine with it in football too.
Yeah.
Like if your quarterback cannot, if he has to turn and look at you and you're holding up seven pictures and the other team figures out like, oh, that picture and that picture and that picture equals a run play.
You're
the rest of the game, I know that.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I don't know in my head where I draw the line, where part of the game becomes actively cheating.
That's not cheating, though.
And I think when you bring stuff like technology into it, when you're texting it, like you said, if it's coming from the booth.
Yeah, if it's coming from the booth.
That kind of stuff is cheating.
Because it's not being handled by the people who are playing.
And it has to be during the game. Like, what I'm not cool with is, like, if somehow you broke into or hired someone on the other team to send you there.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool. That's cheating. But if during the game, if you start to put two and two together and you're like, This is consistently happening.
So what if you're a football coach? Mm-hmm. Would you feel comfortable taking an intern and saying, here's the team's film. I want you to write down every play and every picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what game take. Like, that's why you switch up plays and like play calls and stuff like that. That's part of the game. You watch tape for tendencies.
That should be a waste of time. Yeah, that coach is lazy.
Why else do you watch tape? Well, for what? You watch tape for patterns, right?
I think you watch tape for patterns,
okay.
Habits, stuff like that.
What's the same thing in all of that? You try to pick up something that you saw and say, this is how we predict what's going to happen. It's the same thing.
It's just like Georgia Tech yesterday. Like you know that they're going to run that quarterback counterplay. That's the number one play they've been running. Like it's however you figure that out, whether that be a card or you just intuition, it's the same outcome.
Right. So where would y'all draw the line?
Like
when does
I said,
it become cheap?
When it's people who aren't actually playing, who aren't like part of the on-field experience, whether it's coach, like people in the booth. So if a coach, I have no problem with coaches stealing signs or whatever. They see some. We did that in pickup like baseball, 11, 12, 13, 14. We'd look and be like, oh, the catcher does this. We know that's going to be an all-speed pitch. We like, because pitchers tip pitches.
Right.
All the time. Or you can, if a catcher, his hands are lower than they should be and you can see it from third baseline, coach will come over to you and be like, all right, look low. I can tell. You look over me, I can tell fastball or whatever. I remember we had, like, if I say your first name, all right, David, let's go. Fastball's coming. If I say, all right, Purdue, pick it up. It's going to be off speed. Like, we had stuff like that. And when I was 11, 12, so you know they have it in professional baseball. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm totally cool with that. It's when, now, if you have a parent coming in and being like, hey, this guy's doing this, or maybe not that. Yeah, a parent, like, it's kind of too much. But you know what I mean? If a parent come in, or you have somebody in center field set up to do it, that's a problem.
Yeah, I do think if it happens within the speed of the game and without bringing in anything outside. And so that's maybe where the Apple Watch really bugs me, is it's an outside product brought in for the purpose of cheating.
Well, it breaks all the rules, right? It's coming from outside people in a booth, and coming to the players. So, I mean, I think we can all agree, like, it's not cool. It won't be made a big deal of, because it is a New England sports team.
It is. They'll
be
fine.
And what the other part of the story is that should be noted is that New York is also being accused using their own TV station that they own that broadcasts the games in order to steal signs as well.
I bet.
Everyone steals signs.
Everyone steals signs, man.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way. And everybody, I think what's new is people snitching on that. Because I feel like it's always been a thing both teams have always done. But now, if you're probably like, when teams not winning, like, oh, that they steal signs. And they're probably like, you doing this now, fam?
I think sports is just getting to a weird point where technology is caught up to cheating.
Hmm.
And then there's always that jump where then cheating takes a little bit of step, similar to like steroids. You start taking stuff that the Major League Baseball is not either testing for or doesn't know exists yet.
Okay.
And maybe this is just part of it. I don't like it. Stop cheating. Stop cheating. And punish
keep stealing
people,
signs,
and
though.
Punish people who do get caught cheating. I don't care if everybody does it.
Cheating's such a black and white word, though. Like, I think trying to gain an advantage because the other team is lazy and or ignorant to its own tendencies, like, I'm not going to apologize for that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Step your game up. Step your game. All right, we're going to the next topic. Next topic is try to win. If you ain't, yeah, exactly. I was going to say if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But, you know, whatever. Your grandma's favorite topic is the next topic. It's Nate Hates. Nate, what you hating on this week, man?
All right, so this is a hate that I almost treated like a tattoo. Like, I felt it a while ago.
Mm-mm.
And then I was like, you know what? Let's wait. Let's wait on this and see if after a while I still feel it. So I want to know it's legitimate. I want to know that it's real. And it is. I'm done with The Rock.
Oh.
I'm done with Dwayne Johnson. I want him. We have given Dwayne Johnson a pass on things that we would not give any other celebrity. Dwayne Johnson last week or a couple weeks ago when the eclipse happened, he posted a video saying he caused it, and then he flexed his muscles. He flexed his arms, said, here's an eclipse for you. If that's not the douchiest, broiest thing, anybody would get crushed for that. But The Rock does it. The Rock doesn't. We're like, oh, that's so cool. That's super cool. It's The Rock, man. Look at The Rock. That's awesome. He's been in some of the worst movies that have come out in the past 10 years. Okay, G.I. Joe. Terrible. He was in Baywatch. Baywatch is one of the worst movies to come out definitely this decade. He's in the Jumanji reboot that nobody asked for.
I'm excited about that movie.
You're excited about that?
Yeah, that movie looks hilarious.
Oh my gosh. When has Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart ever worked out?
Central Intelligence made a lot of money.
No, I'm not talking about money. Because they're going to make... No, it means people went to it. They're going to make money because they're Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I think this movie is going to be like Jumanji meets The Breakfast Club, so it's going to be funny.
It's not. The Rock is honestly... He's just buff Adam Sandler. That's all he is at this point. He's got his crowd, and he doesn't have to work because he knows people will come see a certain type of movie that he's in. If he's in a movie, he flexes his muscle, he says things, and then smiles. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, The Rock is great. Man, look at The Rock in G.I. Joe Retaliation, where he played that charming buff guy. Oh man, you remember in Baywatch where he played the charming buff guy? Do you remember in Be Cool where he played the charming buff guy? All those movies, they're terrible. He was in a movie about an earthquake, and we just gave him a pass for that. It's about an earthquake in Los Angeles where everything gets destroyed, but apparently The Rock had to save his family, so we're going to follow that. He's literally just more charming Nicolas Cage. That's what he is. He's not good in his movies that aren't good, but why isn't it going away? Also, he was on the comedy issue of GQ the magazine last year, and that's ridiculous because The Rock is not funny.
Oof.
People have written funny things for The Rock to say. The Rock is not funny. Louis C.K. was on it the year before that. You're telling me the comedy issue of GQ, you're going to go from Louis C.K., arguably one of the best comedians ever.
Sure.
You're going to go from him to an ex-wrestler with some of the dumbest tattoos in history.
Oh, man.
Some of the worst. He's the worst part of Ballers. The absolute worst part of Ballers. They should rename Ballers Dwayne Johnson Wears Tiny Vests, because he's in these terrible suits the whole time. I don't know who's dressing him in Ballers, but it looks bad. A lot of patterns, a lot of clashing. It's not good. And he's the worst part in it because he can't act. He is not a good actor, but we gave him a pass. Scorpion King. We should have ended it at Scorpion King, but we let him keep going. I'm sure there's one or two really good movies early that he was in. Do you have his IMDb page up?
I'll pull it up.
Okay, pull it up. I'm sure there was really one or two really good movies that he was in very early on, and that jump-started this thing, and now all of a sudden people think that he resurrects franchises. That's what people think so they're like, hey, put him in Fast and Furious. And they're like, oh man, that franchise got better because The Rock's in. No, that franchise has always sucked. The Rock didn't make it better. The Rock just made it.
He did save Fast and Furious.
From what?
Because it was Tokyo Drift and the like.
You're really telling me that we don't have to talk about how terrible the Fast and Furious movies are. They didn't get better with The Rock.
They got more of what people wanted, which is
but
stuff
it's
blowing
because
up.
Of The Rock. Like the director has nothing to do with it. The rest of the cast has nothing to do with it.
Because you gave him a dude. You gave him like a dude to go against whatever thing they were doing. You gave him like a chase, a big enough bad guy, so to speak.
It's terrible.
An opposition.
Everybody's like, he resurrected G.I. Joe. No, both G.I. Joe movies were terrible. The second one was better, but it's not because of The Rock.
Why you hate The Rock so much, man?
Because he's not good. He gets a pass that nobody else in Hollywood gets.
At some point, you have to say, is it a pass or am I just crazy?
It's not. What's the best Rock movie?
Mona.
Ooh, you going to hate on Mona?
You're telling me nobody else could have done that. First off, Disney, who knows what kind of computers that they had to shoot up to make him be able to somewhat sing.
Man.
Yeah.
You a hater, bro.
That's so his best movie came out last year.
This man
and he's not even the best part of it.
Ultimate hustler. All right. First of all, The Rock started off Miami football player. That nobody was okay.
Sure.
Turned himself into a professional wrestler.
Hey, great.
The most
job.
Electrifying man in sports entertainment. Okay. No, they never make it over and transition into movies. He transitions into, yeah, definitely flag. Transitions into movies, becomes the highest paid actor of our time.
Why?
Because we want to see him. He was in a Tyler Perry movie. He's in a Tyler Perry movie, bro.
What's your favorite Rock movie, Dan?
My favorite Rock movie. I mean, it's Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
first time he showed up in Fast and the Furious.
Okay, so we've got David.
I mean, Fast and the Furious.
I really don't like a single other movie he's ever been in.
Because it's not good.
Name his movies.
Okay.
I watched Central Intelligence. It was fine. It's very watchable. It's watchable.
Hercules. San Andreas.
I watched San Andreas.
Fast Furious 7. Mm-hmm. Fast and the Furious 6. Empire State. Snitch. Tooth Fairy,
highest paid
for the kids.
Actor now.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Oh my god,
he was doing stuff for his kids.
Well, he's not Eddie Murphy.
Be cool.
Go watch him and be cool, and then go watch him as the Scorpion King, and you will think, how did this happen? He has pulled off one of the greatest scam careers
in
Hollywood history.
He gets people to like him.
Yes.
So he's in the movies he has coming out, which I'm actually kind of interested in. Is Rampage. So, like, the game we all grew up playing.
A movie based on an arcade game. Where has that ever gone wrong?
I mean, it could go terribly wrong.
Following in the vein
and
of all the other great...
Jumanji. And then he's self-producing now. So he now has jumped to executive producer, which is
great.
An incredible jump. Not, like, I don't think they're going to be good, but the fact that he has literally climbed that whole ladder is incredible.
You hate winners, Nate.
He's the Adam Sandler of action movies.
No, you hate winners.
That's true.
He came from nothing.
That's true.
He found his audience.
That doesn't mean that's not a bad thing. Yeah. Adam Sandler is the highest paid actor on Netflix right now.
That's fine. I'm not saying it's a bad thing for them. I'm saying I can still criticize your so-called talent.
Adam Sandler is talented. Let's back off that.
What's the last good Adam Sandler movie?
I'll pull it up.
He's lazy. He realized he doesn't have to use his talent.
That's fairly true. Okay, so
he was good in Spanglish and he was good in Rain on Me.
I mean, but you're
roles.
Talking about Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
No. Early Adam Sandler is great. SNL Adam Sandler is great. Stand-up Adam Sandler is great. But once he realized that people would go see a movie that he was in, no matter what,
Bedtime Stories is a great movie.
I'm just saying.
Why do you hate on the winners, man?
I don't
Mr.
hate.
Mr. Deeds wasn't bad.
I'm not saying all of his movies are terrible. The Rock has a terrible resume.
Right, I agree with you.
But he also has, like, he has a limited role. He's like 6'4", 300 pounds of muscle.
So and what you want and to his play? Social media is on point.
Also, like, The Rock was good in the Longest Yard. Wasn't he in The Longest Yard?
I don't think he
was. No, not Longest Yard.
He was in the Gridiron Game.
Gridiron Gang.
Ooh, I don't think so.
He wasn't
his
bad
social media is on point though.
Yeah,
like,
he just invited
one of my
kid
favorite followers.
Yes, he just invited a kid who saved his family to the movie set. He
good.
Loved the kids.
I'm glad you're a good
you
person
hater.
That has used your wealth to make other people happier.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you're not talented.
That's,
and I don't
that's
have
not
to.
True.
I don't have to love your movies because you're.
No
in
one's
it.
Asking you to love. Don't be, just be one of the three people that don't love his movies.
He has to be. He has to be talented on some level
mm-hmm.
for. How far he's made it. And maybe he's talented in networking and making sure that, like,
but that
he
is
gets
talent.
In front of the right people. And that is the most important talent.
Yep. People used to hate on, people always hate on Kim Kardashian. What does she do? She's not talented. I say this, there's plenty of women out there that got tapes floating around that aren't Kim Kardashian. So she's doing something right, whether it's networking, mm-hmm. how you capitalize on things. That's all I'm saying. So I feel like you are, like I said, one of the 3 to 5 people that don't like The Rock. And for that, you should be publicly shamed. So people, make sure you publicly shame Nate for being out here just talking reckless about the most electrifying man. I'm trying to get into people's eyebrow right now. I just don't have the skills to do it. But he did, Nate.
That's
can you
great,
do the people's eyebrow?
No, I don't need to.
Why not?
Because I actually
you know
create content. I'm actually creating something.
Doing what?
I'm not going to be the Scorpion King and come out like a PS2 cutscene.
You want to be Chris Pratt.
That's oh my gosh, we're not going to compare
yes, we
Chris
should.
Pratt to The Rock.
We should. How many great movies Chris Pratt been in?
A lot more than The Rock.
I'm not
all
saying,
of,
I'm not saying
all
it.
Of them.
How many duds has he
all
been in?
All his Guardians. I mean,
Chris
I mean,
Pratt has is rarely missed.
He was great in Jurassic Park, and the only good thing about Jurassic Park.
He was good in The Magnificent Seven.
Ooh.
He was good in that. The movie wasn't great, but it was a Western. It got you what you wanted.
Oh, no, I did like that movie. Never
yeah.
mind.
He and Denzel were really
yeah.
good together.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be my favorite movie. Denzel movie.
It's already bad.
God, that's just shameful.
Next topic.
This is bad. This is why I forget why I don't listen to you. You said that was your favorite. All right.
It might be.
Training Day is not like the
no,
immediate
I,
number
I said,
one.
I said might be.
American Gangster?
American Gangster is incredible, but Training
Day
Training literally is like one of the greatest. Like, you're supposed to hate him the whole time, and
no,
you
no,
don't.
No, Training Day is great. I didn't. Okay, maybe the better way to rephrase it: favorite versus best. My favorite is Magnificent Seven.
It's because Chris Pratt's in it.
Best is Training Day.
Let's carry on.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Next topic: we're gonna talk McGregor Mayweather, but not like you think. So it turns out, right before the fight, McGregor. Man, I hate reading these. He realized he was missing his custom jockstrap / cup combo and his mouthpiece. Remember that he left them both at home. So this is before the weigh-in. Oof. Man. So like, where do we go from this? Unfortunately, it turned into a visual thing. I scrolled too far. They're like, you wonder why he needed his cup and his jockstrap.
Why did he need it? Everyone
saw it at the weigh-in. So.
Yeah. It's just,
if you need a reminder.
If you need a reminder, just he's there.
Okay.
There's just old McGregor. old McGregor and his little MMA fighter. I don't know. I don't know what kind of nickname you
His, see, that man
Dana
knew,
White.
That man knew
know.
He was going to lose that fight, and he was just trying to put out his mating call at that weigh-in.
I feel like if you really forget it, that's almost like when you check for, like, keys, wallet, phone.
Oh, yeah.
That should be on the list. It's like keys, wallet, phone, cup, mouthpiece.
This is how you know this man is greedy as shit. Because he didn't hire someone to, show up with all of the gear that he needed.
Right,
he's
already beat him when
he
comes
in. He was responsible for something other than getting himself there.
Keeping all his money.
Yes. Meaning no one else was thinking about that.
Yeah,
I imagine his mom like saw it as he was heading out the door.
Now Connor,
he was like, Connor, wait, and then like
wait,
he drove
wait,
off, and she's like
accent?
In the street.
Okay, he didn't do an accent.
What is he? He's Scottish,
yeah,
or Irish?
No, he's Irish.
So it's like, catch me, Lucky Charms, then magically. So it's like, so Connor, wait up, Connor, you forgot me cup. I don't. They say me, but I didn't say.
I just
you.
Wanted you to do that because like this is the one time like white people can do an accent. It's not racist.
Yeah, do your South African accent. Yeah,
the South African accent.
It's just gonna be a white dude accent because he doesn't think black people.
It's gonna be a regular. If you missed the episode where Nate thinks only white people live in South Africa, no, just I go didn't back say to
only.
To,
yeah, we talked. They just referenced Taylor Swift did a video in Africa with only white people, and I was like, well, then it had to be South Africa. So
anyway,
I've only met white people from South Africa. So 100%.
Shocker. Next. I would say this is what kind of like this lets you know like he never had a shot. Like if you forget, like you know what I mean, like his head went in the game, right? If you forget your cup, how do you forget your cup in a sport where you're getting swung at? That was him being like, I imagine, like I feel like that was his way of being like, do I have to fight because I don't have my cup? So like, do I not have to go out there? Oh, you get somebody to go get it, but you don't have to if you don't want to. It's cool.
Do you wear a cup in MMA?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure. Enough accidents happen throughout the day in everyday life. I'm still trying to figure out why men don't just have cups anyway. Just like the work cup. Just like for your day at the office.
Just build it into underwear. Just
build it into underwear. If anyone's played baseball, they understand why that would not be a reality. I literally purposefully forgot my cup to every single baseball game.
I was not allowed to forget my
cup.
What
position did you play?
Catcher.
See, this is crazy. What? No, that's crazy. First of all, the umpire.
Your son's a miracle.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. I mean, first off, it's a miracle because it's life, but also extra miracle.
What? That's terrible. Shame on the umpires.
It always just like protected. It cut into me. It just was, dude, so
when I was umpire, that's what they made us do. They made us check kids for cups.
The kid, wait, how did
the kid? Let me clarify. Yeah, let me clarify. He was like, "Kid, you got your cup," and they would look at you, Uno, and we just have to be like, "All right, tap on you." We have to tell them tap on your cup, and then kids would like try. If you didn't hear that tap tap, hey man, nah, he can't catch.
Yeah, the umps would always tell us to knock on the door.
Everybody gotta be so smooth. You know, I'm knock on the door.
You have a cup, and he would say, I don't know. He's like, knock on the door. And you're like,
That's why no one will wear a cup normal day, because they are the worst, dude. They are the worst.
Man, I stay with a cup.
I never had the money to get a custom cup made. But
I hate when people ask, like, what position did you play? Why you wear a cup? My dad made me play cup left field. I had a cup. If I played right field, I had a cup.
He can't run as fast either.
I wasn't fast anyway. I wouldn't have won. I'd much rather be super slow and be protected than be any kind of inch more speed and not be protected. I don't understand. I couldn't function on a baseball field without a cup. Even like when I was, it felt weird being thrown out the first pitch without a cup on a baseball field. I'll be honest, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Here's the thing. Did you, growing up watching baseball, did you adjust your cup a lot because you saw it on TV?
Nah, man, I was ready.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I didn't need all that. That was weird. Yeah, right. You did.
You don't think that dudes wear like custom like compression shorts now that are padded that are not like the terrible cups? You actually think dudes still wear cups today?
Yeah, I don't think they're wearing like the Jason masks that we had to like slide down there. But I don't think technology has changed too much.
Nah, yeah, you get the shorts and then you get the thing to slide into the shorts, and because
that's where I don't want you to be like sleeker. That's where I'm fine with like just protect it.
Yeah,
I don't need it to. I don't need Nike Vapor down there. Just do your job.
Vapor technology.
Yeah, I don't need. I don't need that.
There's
I don't need
a big part of me that wants to Google Nike Vapor cup.
Damon will put that up there.
We'll get Damon to put that up tomorrow.
Damon put that up tomorrow. Final topic. This was trending on Twitter apparently. The question was, was it ask a comedian stupid questions? Stupid comedian questions. So I guess we're just going to talk about the stupidest questions as comedians that we get asked.
Because I'm sure people are super curious about what y'all do,
this
right?
This is true.
I mean,
yeah,
for a living, you guys get up on stage and make people laugh for 6 minutes and then, or 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, depending.
Depending. And right. Then you come off stage. Like, so what are the dumbest questions that people have asked you?
I got one. And it doesn't seem like a dumb question until you tell them why it's a dumb question. But I get asked all the time. When people ask me, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm performing at this club. And they're like, cool. How much are tickets? Now, that doesn't seem like a dumb question. It's really not a dumb question. But I always, my answer is always, I've never known. I've never known how much tickets are.
Yeah.
Why would I know how much I'm in? Like, I don't, you know, I have no idea. Like, if it's a show that I'm not putting on. Let
right,
me very
right.
Clear. If a show I'm putting on, I know. But I like, if I'm at a club, I have no idea how much tickets cost. Cause I've never asked.
Walk straight in.
I just walk straight in. It's like, I'm in a super secret club. I just walk straight in.
I usually have to pull up the post.
Yeah.
Like, or I'll send somebody a poster.
Yeah.
With the information on it. Cause I'm not memorizing 12 online, 15 at the door or anything like that.
Yeah. Now, stupider question. I had somebody ask why I don't make fun of Native American people. That happened.
Oh.
That was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody asked me why I didn't. I was like, that.
They wanted you to spice up your show.
They wanted me, like, just, you know, get a little more edgy. Like, why don't you make fun of Native American? I was like, are you Native American to be saying this? She's like, yeah, I'm part. And it was like this very blue eyed, blonde haired woman. I was just like, she was like, yeah, I'm half. I was like, you're not half of that at all. You're definitely not half of that. You're sent to trip me up. That's not going to happen.
I hate the question, where do you perform?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of places.
Right.
I don't know if they think it's like back in like the 50s.
Yeah.
Where there was like two hotels on the Vegas Strip.
Right.
And like you were either at the Sahara or at the other one.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Like there's a ton of places.
Yeah. Or what are your jokes like? What are your jokes like?
What are your jokes like? What kind?
Yeah.
Or even like, do people ask you to like just like cold like tell one of your jokes and you're like, nah, it doesn't work like
it's,
that
that's the most pressure because you can't explain to a person why it doesn't work.
Oh, I don't. I've my new thing to do is people ask me for a joke, I'll say, let's just keep talking to see if you laugh, and if you don't, I don't care, but if you do, then you know I'm funny. Yeah,
it's,
I win.
It's miserable. And then I feel bad when people, because I feel like it's a genuine question. People are like, where do you get your material from?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very genuine question.
It is.
I just feel bad saying, I don't really know.
Like, you got to have a better answer than that.
But like, I'm still figuring out how I write.
Okay.
You're a white dude with privilege and you know it. So there you go.
is that what I tell him now?
I don't think that's the source. I would say I've seen enough Nathan's material to know that's not necessarily the source.
Those are bad. I mean,
or I have redneck family that used to have Confederate gold. It could be an alternative answer.
I do try to say that, like, I pull stuff from my family.
Yeah.
When people assume that you have jokes, that's what I don't like. When they're like, oh, I bet you have so much material on your whole family. And I'm like, well, some, but also like 90% of it's just not relatable.
Yeah.
Like that's the tough thing. And then, all right, I don't know who listens to the podcast in the family. We'll find out. My aunts think they are all just the funniest things on the planet. And they're all like, oh, Nathan's going to use this in his act. Oh, don't, Nathan, don't get up there and make fun of your Aunt Joan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not, because I'm just a little scared right now.
Yeah. Or when people say you can use that in your skit.
Oh, I hate. Don't call it a skit.
First of all, I remember one time I got so frustrated. I was like, you think I'm going to bond with your material? I'm gonna just go up here with your stuff and bomb.
Yeah, you just get mad. You like it
so much, you go up there and tell the jokes.
I don't like when people leave comedian hanging. When they like introduce you, oh, this is Nathan, he's a comedian. And then they leave. And then people like surround you, I guess expecting you to like start like tap dancing.
Oh, I
like,
love that, because I don't
Jay
do
Frog.
It. I won't do it. I remember last year at homecoming, I was at my friend's, who I know in college. And this is after, you know, people had seen me kind of do some stuff. And so normally, like, homecomings in years past, no one cared what I was doing, right? And all of a sudden, they was like, oh, man, Dave. And everybody's like, yo, somebody tried to hand me a microphone. And like, yo. And I was just like, no. I don't care how much fun y'all are having. You can make me go to work because I'm going to work right now. You mean go to work while y'all having fun? No, thank you. My granddad told me the other day, he's turning 94 this year. He was like, hey, man, you can get up here and tell some jokes on my birthday. I said, I ain't going to work on your birthday. No. He was like, I thought you wanted to. I said, no, we just going to eat cake. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to say happy birthday. And that's going to be it. I said, you tell the jokes. That's where I get them from. You tell them. Yeah, people want to put you on the spot. Just know Dave Perdue will decline. I'll make you look real silly.
Yeah. What's the dumbest question you've been asked in your field?
I think it's probably the same for y'all. It's less questions and more assumptions people make, and they like say them out loud. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of what you're saying, like, oh, I bet you get your material from your family. You're like, actually, no, it like I kind of just look at the world and whatever. And so I think it's like, oh, so you like make when people say, oh, so you just like make videos for a living. It's like you couldn't have said that more degrading,
right?
So I think it's like being sensitive to like. And read into how people describe what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And most people just assume I sit on my ass at home all day when I'm like, I'm their friend who like does film or makes videos.
Right.
And I know in the back of their mind, they just think I just sit around all day.
Right. Yeah. That's what comedians do.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to make it sound like when you say like I'm going to work, like I'm picking up a lunch pail and like going to the mines.
We are.
It's great. It's a blast.
It's the worst.
But it's still hard.
It's the worst because it's the hardest. Listen, everybody, what's the most hated thing people to do is public speaking. And we, right, it's the most feared thing, and it's consistently year after year, public speaking. Not only do we publicly speak, then we make it funny. Tell me that's not a superpower.
And it's instant judgment.
Instant. Yeah, so when people are like, oh, it's not hard, I'd be like...
Pfft. When I'm at film festivals, people politely clap even if they hate what I just put out. Yeah. I can only imagine if it was like... Canes is the only one that people will boo you on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Like, you get booed instantly.
Really?
Yeah, but most other film festivals, like, you have, like, the courtesy clap.
Yeah. Like, A for effort. You try. Yeah, you exactly. Put it out there. Nah, comedy be like, hey, man, I can't believe I wasted $45 on this. I brought my girl to see you do this. People, like, people have excuses why you shouldn't suck. You know what I mean? That's the only one, like, I can't believe it. Parking was $20. I paid $20 of parking to see you bomb. It's like, hey man, I didn't put the rates on parking. Like, that's not on me. But people, their whole life, their whole day rests on how funny you are in that first 2 minutes.
It's terrible.
And that is not. So when people are like, it's not hard. Yes, it is.
If you want to try it though.
Yeah, I encourage people. Oh, I encourage people.
Definitely encourage people
to try it because I love seeing people bomb.
If you had the funny salesman at the office, yeah. And everybody's like, you should try comedy. I'm like, yes, go
I
for
do,
it.
Yeah.
Please. Please
You'll
do
quit.
That.
It's not for the faint of heart. Many have fallen.
That's it, guys. That's all 10 of our topics. Huge thanks to Dan stepping up for Damon, who's at City Winery.
I've been here this
tonight.
Whole time, good people. No.
What's up, good people?
We just forgot to say his name, so he didn't speak for the whole
episode.
There's
no chance he listens to this episode.
No way.
Yeah, we can talk auto mess. He would now listen to this.
That's great. Real quick, guys, September 10th, this Sunday, we are going to be in Nashville. At Third Coast Comedy Club.
Is that this Sunday?
Is that this Sunday the 10th?
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Yeah,
we are going to be there. Nashville, what up?
So, guys, come out and see us. Say hey, we're going to put some stuff online for that. Get all your information there. Once again, my name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat, Instagram is just I'm Owens.
David Perdue here. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DueOrDie. Or you can go on my website, DavidPerdueComedy.com. I'm going to try to keep that updated so y'all know what's going on there.
Also, Dan, you don't tell the people enough where to find you.
Where can they find you,
Where can
Dan?
They find you, Dan?
You can hit me up at Dan Dunk on all the social medias. And I'm probably more opinionated there than I am
This is
here.
A fact.
You're a good Instagram follow, though. I will say that. Very
oh,
exciting.
Yeah. Solid. Very solid Instagram.
A lot of travel.
Instagram is way more just kind of, travel, fun.
Yeah, it's fun, Dan.
Twitter is more just instant thoughts, no filter.
Instant thoughts. Go for the scenery, guys. That's all we've got. Thanks once again. Hashtag 4th and 10.
Dan, next time we see you, you're going to be like, you're going to have like, it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's a very good chance.
If I'm not a father by this time next week when we are recording with a baby upstairs, my wife will be going nuts. So,
okay. Yeah.
We'll be about 5 days past due at that point.
We don't want that.
No, we don't want. What about if it happened Saturday? And like, what,
yeah, are
three?
You prepared? I can't believe we didn't talk about that.
That should have been a topic.
That should have been a topic.
Extra topic, real quick.
Real quick.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Dan's firstborn is due
Saturday.
On Saturday, Georgia Notre Dame. At Notre Dame, is it?
It's at Notre Dame.
What time is the game?
Which is actually like super depressing because I'm very excited to be a father.
Yes.
But I love Rudy so much.
Yeah.
And to not get to go see Georgia, like, in South Bend.
Oh, you would have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I for sure would have gone. Me and my dad would have gone.
Man.
Dang.
Parents give up their dreams.
See, yeah, you let him know the first time he don't want to take out your trash or put like make his bed. You're like, I gave up Georgia Notre Dame
before you had a Social Security card. I was giving up my dreams for you.
It's my dad was like, don't worry, we'll go when they come to Athens next year. I'm like,
it's not the same.
It's not. I don't actually care.
Yeah,
like,
it's not the same.
Notre Dame is not. I don't care.
Rudy's a great
I want to go to South Bend.
Yeah.
And I want to go to that steel factory and I want to like see everything.
I feel you.
Would you do that weird hard clap that guy does?
Absolutely.
Like two claps?
Absolutely. It'd probably be like one of the few Georgia games that I probably wouldn't necessarily care the outcome. Just being there would probably have been enough.
I feel that.
Regardless, there is a very, very good chance that I will watch the Georgia game and simultaneously my wife will stab me in the back.
Anyway, guys, pray for Dan.
Alice is cracking up right now.
Either way, as a new father, father or is trying to watch football, like he's on a commercial. I feel like that's a Pepsi commercial. It's a father trying to watch a football game.
Man.
Anyway, guys, continue to rate, review. Find us on Twitter. Interact with us. We have a great time. Give us all the stars. Hashtag 4th and 10. See you next week.
Peace.